This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey. Call the cops.
This level of foolishness, hey. Enjoy.
Losers, in other words.
Hey.
Now watch this dry.
Read it!
Hey.
Damn it.
Shisha.
Sicario.
Bruce fucking Springsteen.
Damn it.
Hey.
People are gonna die.
I wanna
see Then I came flying here for you to see and hear what I found. Remember the swamp? Remember my song in the swamp when I was like, wham, chicka, wham, wham, chicka, wham, wham.
I remember.
Well, ever since, the what's his name? The guy with the hair and the shirt?
The prince.
Yeah, the prince has been dropping hints. He wants to, you know, when humans dress all nice like they're penguins. Throw rice for the pigeons. They're trying to blow up the pigeons, but those are just urban legends. I know a lot of really fat pigeons.
Scuttlebutt.
Will you just listen, Sebastian? I got that scuttlebutt.
Hurry up.
You'll be like, why when I drop that
scuttlebutt?
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm under the sea.
Under the sea, Caroline.
Are you feeling good about your decision you made?
Yes.
You shouldn't.
We're here to have good Christian fun. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music and the movies and the entertainment made for, made by, sometimes made about Christians, but we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun. And that clip was from one of Caroline's top films of 2023 that she said, you know what? I have one life to live. I have a few limited nights free.
It's a day off.
This week.
Mama's got a day off. What do I want to do?
It's her birthday week. Happy late birthday as this episode comes out.
Hey.
June 3rd, coming up. Important day.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? I'm going to see that new Little Mermaid. The old one, it was only 90 minutes. I need the 135-minute cut.
Way more. Sebastian. I need sisters. I need the scuttlebutt.
She needs the scuttlebutt. She needs Awkwafina rapping in a new song by Lin-Manuel Miranda entitled Scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
Which is what we just heard at the top of this. Now, Caroline, did you enjoy the new songs in this movie?
I gotta say, as much as it disgusts me, Scuttlebutt did get me grooving in my seat. When she said fat pigeons, that made the whole theater laugh.
You were chair dancing?
I was chair dancing. Oh, I should have known it was
your husband chair
cursed
dancing
vibrations
with you.
Of Lin-Manuel Miranda that would make me move. So I knew something was off, but I didn't know what. And
you start biting your lip against your will.
Ariel. It was cute. I thought Hallie was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And her singing was great. And that really did a lot of lifting.
Yes. I mean, well, in terms of a contrast between Halle Bailey, a very accomplished performer and talent in her own right, say, compared to an Emma Watson
who
gave us Belle by way of Siri.
Right.
Little town is a crime.
She's using AI voice way early in the game.
On the cusp of that 6 or 7 years ago. Well, I'm glad you had fun, and I'm glad it was a good experience.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
I wanted to see Little Mermaid, but then I saw a movie I really wish I had seen, and I think you would have come, and that was Book Club 2.
Book Club 2?
I was like, damn, I really wish I had been seeing Book Club 2.
Wait, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Well,
have you seen it?
No.
We
gotta look after
the
freaking
everybody.
Show
gotta,
times.
Oh, gosh.
It's Book Club : The Next Chapter is the name of it, and it does take place post-pandemic. The women have gone
through
the...
They survived the pandemic.
They did their book club on Zoom.
Wow.
This is truly
this is incredible.
Book club, the next chapter.
Let's book our viewing, Kevin. Are you free tomorrow?
I am not free tomorrow. Okay, I'll get back to you.
We'll work on that.
I need like a 10:30 showing. Book club. Yeah.
Winning tickets for three?
Tickets
okay,
for three.
Our guest is saying to also reserve a seat.
I did enjoy the makeup artist for the new Little Mermaid was clapping back a little bit on social media. People had criticized the Ursula makeup because it was bad. The first Ursula everyone might be familiar with was based on Divine, the drag performer from the 1980s. And so Melissa McCarthy is the new Ursula. People were a little disappointed by the lack of continuity, I think. Mm. And people were saying because the artist wasn't queer. And the quote was something like, I don't understand why a queer artist can't do as good a job as a straight artist. Or it was reversed. Why can't a straight artist do as good as a queer artist? And everyone was quoting like, yeah, we're wondering that too. In terms of the makeup and whatnot.
That's funny.
But Little Mermaid on the way to make $1 billion. I'm glad you had fun. It was a threefer because our friend Alex was there.
Yeah, Alex as well. Actually, well, Nate and I already had the plan. Then Alex texted both of us and Kevin sort of almost declined and after, then just kind of wasn't there.
After not checking my phone for an hour and coming back to 34 missed texts from one group thread.
Little Mermaid.
That I wasn't aware of. Yes, I did unfortunately decline.
Mm-hmm. What did you end up watching last night?
I watched one episode
of... Lincoln.
Lincoln? Wait, why is it Lincoln?
I watched Phantom Thread.
I played...
A Clockwork Orange.
I play a really fun game. Dexter and I play this. It's called Criterion Channel Roulette. And we go through all the greats, the Hal Ashbys, the Mike Lees, the Jennifer Jason Lees. I watch an episode of Mrs. Davis.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So still getting through that. It's not clicking for me yet.
Is there any Awkwafina in that?
There sure isn't. And for that reason alone. Yeah, it is too bad. Do you think they cast her in Little Mermaid because of the water?
Oh. Right? Probably.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's very fun.
Listen, we're not here to talk about Awkwafina. We're here to talk about a similar intellectual giant, Matt Thiessen. And his band Reliant K, who we have relied on, we haven't talked about them in many, many years on the show, but we need to once again today. But to do that, we need to welcome back a very, very special guest. Friends and folks, after a 4-year self-imposed exile from the podcast, you may know her from Z-Way or SNL. Give it up for Adriana Cruz!
Hello, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
It's been a presidential term.
It's good to have you. I know.
It's a term.
Wait, yeah, there's been a whole president since you've been on.
That's crazy.
Because 2019, Obama was president.
Wow.
And now Biden's president. And there was another guy in between.
Was that, we were talking about Stacey Orrico last time, right?
We sure did. And it's possible that she reached out and wanted to hang out with us.
We fumbled
you
the bag.
Dropped the ball.
Absolutely.
Stacey Orrico for real reached out and said, like, I heard your episode. It was fun. And we didn't ghost her.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Basically.
No.
Not because we didn't like her.
Yeah.
I mean, I never got an invite to hang out formally.
Yeah. So now we'll check the receipts on
She'll
that.
Come back.
But there was something going on. She might be an East Coast gal herself now, so maybe it wouldn't work out anyway. I don't know. That's the
story
I've told myself.
She could comp my flight, I'd go.
Stacey Orrico
pony up.
Pay for your cross-country flight.
Yeah.
Go hang out.
Round trip.
All right, Stacey, ball's in your court once again for some reason. You know, there's whole podcasts devoted to trying to meet the subject of it, like finding missing Richard Simmons or whatever it's called. This is a podcast in which we're like dodging unintentionally one of the subjects of
someone
our show.
Someone we'd like to meet.
Sure.
I would love to meet Stacey Orrico.
She's probably
fun because name. In her response to you, she has this song that starts with her saying, I dreamed I was heading down to Puerto Rico. And I said that I, as a Puerto Rican, listened to that and was so excited and thought she was Puerto Rican, and she was not. And I remember she told you in her message to you something along the lines of like, these random older white guys were writing the songs and I had no, did I make that up or isn't that what it
is?
It was something like that.
I don't know. I'm
they
trying
just
to
assumed like, she probably goes to Puerto Rico, right?
I'm trying to recall. Okay. It's everything's Cabo fine. Girl. Oh, I mean, we should be transparent about this.
Yeah. We're on Tiny Dog Watch.
We're on Tiny Dog Watch. Adriana's brought her little gal into the studio with us today. And it's possible, you know, there's definitely a vibe. Sometimes very occasionally minorly contentious vibe, but mostly good vibes between
Adriana's
dog Chia. And
we ship them, although 1% of the time they do violently tussle underneath the table.
And who amongst, as we all know, relationships, there's conflict. It's true. Not, mm-hmm. And it's not, this is something I was just thinking the other day. It's not about how much you fight, it's how well you fight.
Beautiful.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really amazing.
Yeah. It's just something that came to me.
When you fight and you draw blood, is mm-hmm. that bad?
It depends. It depends on the nature of the blood.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
Amen.
If it's a gush versus a drop.
I half expected there to be some carnage, but they're okay.
They're fine. They're little animals.
Yeah. It was mostly just yelling, I guess.
I think so. But mm-hmm. Dexter and she are going to have a wedding ceremony pretty soon.
Aww.
Is it going to be today? Probably not. But
No, I want it to be an event.
Yeah. No, we're going
to
have invites.
And... Yeah. Yes.
Got to get the venue.
Absolutely.
Who officiates, though? Because we're not objective enough. I've certainly been to weddings where one of the parents...
Maybe it's Caroline.
Caroline officiates?
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to. I have a lot to say about Dexter.
Hey, wait a minute.
Publicly.
She's seen.
I'd love to set the record straight.
Hey. Do you think Scampi could play a role? Like she could be best woman,
little
maid
flower
of honor.
Girl.
flower girl.
Little flower chunk.
Just flower chunk.
Yeah, this is going to be a spectacle. It's going to be a parade. I would be honored to officiate.
Do we have a Christian wedding for them?
Absolutely.
Okay, are they both Christian?
She is a Christian, yeah.
She is a Christian. Is Dexter saved?
Dexter, he's looking at me. He's like, bro, we pray together and I give him the free will. I say, whatever you want to do in your own faith, that's mm-hmm. fine. But as long as you live under this roof, you are a Christian.
You're a man of God.
Little boy.
Yeah. You know, the demons also pray.
Is that true?
So.
She is from Texas. She's from outside of Dallas. So.
Okay, yeah.
I know for
Born
sure.
Yeah.
Very cultural. Though.
Where's Dexter from?
Dexter's from here. Dexter's from California.
Okay.
So it's a little...
Their politics.
He's a hippie.
Maybe that's what they were yelling at each other about earlier. Conflicting politics.
Little red and blue state.
Yeah.
Dexter's
yeah.
like, one Problems. Man, one woman. It's like, Dexter, that's been legal for like a decade. What the hell, man?
Dexter.
No, he's not problematic.
Okay.
And speaking of not problematic, Adriana, thanks for joining us.
Oh, of course.
Once again on the show. How has your life changed in the last 4.5 years?
Oh,
last time
man.
You were on, it was 2019. It was so long ago.
Well, I sat in my house like everybody else for a long time.
Beautiful.
I'll always remember one of my last like COVID Eve memories was going to visit you. At your place of work in end of February, beginning of March, 2020.
And wow. That would have been... Wait, which show was that?
It was John Mulaney was hosting and David Byrne was the musical guest.
What a great show.
And we had... You were such a great little host to us, me and our friend Katie. And...
Oh, that was when I met Katie.
Yeah. Wow. See, a lot of origin story stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll always remember that as like... Especially when the pandemic was happening, I was like, was that the last time I'll like see a performer perform live? Like that was truly going through my head.
I had I went to after the pandemic when we were finally back allowed in 30 Rock. It was so funny to go back in and see my calendar that I still had up from March 2020.
Whoa.
With all of my plans for March. It would have been a big month. A lot of fun things going on. But yeah, after the Daniel Craig show, things just sort of fell apart.
The Weeknd, who's officially changed his name back to Abel, right?
Is that so?
I don't think he's... No, well, because his credits on... What I'm seeing on billboards around town, it's like Abel, in quotes, the Weeknd. Like we have
It's Dwayne the Rock again?
The Rock, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to do that bullshit.
Movie star era.
Interesting.
But yeah, since 2019, let's see.
How did the Lord test your faith?
I got in a COVID relationship that tested some faith.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm single, which is fun.
Well, I know. And we talked about this off mic, and maybe this is a good on-ramp for it, because you kind of wanted to build up to
something. Maybe. Yes. I'd like to use your podcast as a platform.
Yes.
To ask somebody out.
Someone in particular?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Should we do it now or later?
I think later.
Well, let's do it later.
Yeah.
Later?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't this?
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
Have you seen that Ashley Judd movie with Hugh Jackman and the other guy where it's like she's working at a daytime talk show? I think it's called Someone Like You. Okay. It's a romantic comedy from like 2002. And the emotional climax of the movie, she does go on the show. I think she gets famous by lying and pretending to be an advice columnist, but she's anonymous.
Oh.
And anyway, she does a declaration of love on the air.
Oh, cute.
That's thing. What I'm going to do today.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Could I have said Sleepless in Seattle, which is literally the radio? I sure could have. But in a movie a million more people have seen, more than a million more people. I could have, but
I like Someone Like You better.
I'd rather me too. Not. Yeah. So we'll build up to that. Whoa. The Lord tested your faith as he did, as she did, as they did, for all of us during the pandemic.
Yes.
And you were at SNL, you were witnessing to Lorne, you were witnessing
constantly.
To
planting seeds.
Everyone there is saved now.
Is that great?
That's huge.
Well, and once everyone got saved, that's when Adriana left.
Right.
Yeah.
The work was done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, on to the next show.
She said, Late Night with James Corden, I'm coming for you.
You and Ego Wodum would kind of tag team people because Ego Wodum also witnessing the gospel. James Austin Johnson was like, hey, these are my people.
Right.
Like, I fit right in with
all
these
people. And it's not even just the cast, it's the host, it's Dua Lipa.
It's the cue card guy.
Right.
Oh, it's everyone in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
You know what was so funny the other day? I was in Florida visiting family and I met my sister-in-law's grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was this older gentleman that they call Poppy. And right as I sat down, he was like, I just wanted to say that you give me hope to have a Christian in Hollywood changing the landscape. Brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to face a lot of adversity, but I think that you can do it. I think that you can change Hollywood.
I mean, he's not wrong. The fact that Little Mermaid came out, like, is just the work Holy Spirit.
I've never seen the original Little Mermaid.
No, because was God's hand in that? I don't know.
I wasn't allowed to see it because of magic.
Exactly.
So I've never seen it. I know the songs, but
now
in this one, Ursula denies God, and that's why she's a sea witch.
I renounce my faith, and she turns into a creature.
I renounce my faith.
My primary memory with Little Mermaid growing up was going over to a friend of mine's house, and it was just us boys. They were all a little bit older than me. Don't worry, it's fine. I must have been 11.
Okay.
I can't believe I haven't told you this yet, Caroline.
What?
And yeah, it was like 4 or 5 of us, and we had the VHS copy. And one of them was like, you gotta fast forward to that priest scene.
Oh, yeah.
And they fast forwarded to the scene where there was a little short priest guy on the boat, and they were like, dude, look, he has a boner. He has a boner coming through his trousers. And I remember saying, that's what that's called? Oh. And that was my education. That's how I learned.
I've been calling it Kevin's puppet show.
Okay. Nasty fucking puppet.
I've been calling it Dexter.
Hey. No, absolutely not.
He's looking like, what did I do?
And so, yeah, that was part of my sexual education. Not wow. Ariel, but the priest.
But the priest.
I want to ask, you know, how yes. are the three of us committing to bringing the light to Hollywood, California?
I mean, I've already done my part at SNL. And so.
She literally converted an entire cast and crew for
that's true.
Four seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She deserves rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really,
it's up to you and me.
The charge is to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm holding up my end of the deal already with my work. About to cross the $1 billion mark at the box office, Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
With the most famous Christian alive right now, perhaps.
Right. Wow. You so are really building up other Christians.
We got Garfield next year. We got, you know.
Yeah.
The team is strong. So what are you doing?
Damn, what am I doing?
To bring change to this industry.
Well, you guys know I've always been a prayer warrior.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'm going to be a 4-star prayer general.
You're getting Whoa. A promotion?
I'm leveling up.
A self-promotion.
She's becoming the Patton of prayer.
I love that. I'm the Patton of prayer. I'm the Eisenhower of how's your heart?
Eisenhower's your heart.
Getting in there. So I guess really, like, if you guys are ever feeling low and then suddenly you feel like the wind beneath your wings, mm-hmm. you know that's because I've been praying for you too.
Wow.
Building you up so you can go out and do your work.
Hey, I'm resting up right now. You develop more of a clear strategy.
I am wondering where the Hollywood comes in to this. Are you doing it at Hollywood and Highland next to like Bobo Spider-Man or whatever?
Well, like you guys are in Hollywood and you know other stars. Of course, I'm praying for Chris Pratt. Of course, I'm praying for the guy. What's the guy from Arrested Development?
Tony Hale.
Of course I'm praying for Tony Hale. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm praying for...
Zachary Levi.
Every damn day. Morning, noon, and night.
It's working.
I'm praying for Justin Bieber always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying for Hailey Bieber as well. And there's another Christian. Oh, Chelsea on Selling Sunset. She is also a Christian, as she
I'm
declared.
I'm familiar with
yes.
her.
So all of these Christians, you know, there are people... In Hollywood, like, have you guys ever been on, like, a film set before?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me put it this way. You know, there's the person in front of the camera waving their hands around acting.
Okay.
And then there's someone behind the camera.
And who's that called?
That's called the prayer general right there. Okay. And that's me. So I'm in there. I'm behind the scenes, but I'm like, I'm making the way smooth for everybody.
Amazing.
And the person in front of the camera acting mm-hmm. and hitting their mark and giving a performance that are called prayer targets?
They are prayer pawns.
Prayer pawns. Right. Okay.
Catch me on the picket lines with WGAers. They'll all be holding their strike signs and... I am a member of the WGA, but I'm going to be the one proselytizing my sign.
It's just going to say John 3:16.
Yeah. Say repent now.
Caroline, like, I'm having a flashback to a true memory in which the church we used to belong to did a prayer walk all around Warner Brothers Studio in Burbank. And
why Warner Brothers?
Because that's where because Yakko, Wacko, and Dot need salvation.
True.
Those little tower
demons.
Well,
they're abominations. They're not human.
But it's like, it was OG prototype picketing.
Whoa.
That's what it was. Like, they walked so the WGA could also walk.
Walk more.
Wow.
Everyone's walking.
Christians are always setting the tone.
Man. Have you been picketing, by the way?
I've been picketing. Chia's been picketing.
Okay.
Chia.
What? How would you describe the vibe? Because I've been one time just in solidarity, not as part of the union.
Right,
but...
right. I mean, vibes have been good. I think that they vary based on the time of day. Because, you know, there's like a morning crew. There's an afternoon crew. I think the afternoon is a little bit more lively.
Yes. Yeah. So, and for anyone that doesn't know, or if they're listening to this in the future, we're talking about the writer's strike. The WGA is picketing at all the studios in LA, Netflix, Universal, WB, Disney.
And I'm picketing because they don't have enough Jesus.
Yes.
In Hollywood. The studios aren't promoting Jesus enough.
You're not going to back down until the contract says.
More Jesus.
Yes, residuals for this. Yes, equity for this. Yes, we want a writer producer on set.
My fellow WGA members keep telling me to leave.
It should be
why we're striking. Like,
but thank you for your important work. I think legally everything should be co-written by God.
There's a co-write credit story by God. Absolutely. On every episode of television, because it's like you just want to tell them the
Jesse
greatest
Armstrong
story.
Armstrong and the Holy Spirit.
And you're picketing for that. I'm picketing that one time because it was a singles mixer.
Oh,
it was one of the most. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, I know about it.
Cursed event.
You went to the mixer?
It was No, I didn't go to the mixer. I went the day that the mixer was happening.
I haven't heard. I had a friend say she walked in and was there for 10 minutes and she was like, this is humiliating.
Yeah.
And left.
The way it worked was you showed up and you checked out at the WGA table, and they said, who are you attracted to? Whether it was men, women, or both, or pan, or whatever. And you got a color bracelet, depending on who you were attracted to wear, so people would know who to approach.
Okay.
And then there were name tags, and everyone was just on the picket line introducing themselves to each other. And
I'm happy that I have a podcast to ask somebody out on, because that is rough.
Right.
It was absolutely not what you wanted, but
yeah.
But we'll see. Depending on how long this strike goes on, maybe there'll be some picket line babies. Hey, Dexter's like, not on my watch, sweet guy.
Shut that down.
We'll need that. Well, God bless you for doing the Lord's work at SNL, at 30 Rock, on the
Hollywood
picket line in Hollywood. Caroline, I am curious to get a little more dimension to your strategy for Hollywood in the future.
Plans to come.
I'm hitching my wagon to one man and one man alone, that I really need our working relationship to continue and prosper.
Yeah.
We're in talks to do a gritty Popeye reboot,
which
feels more up his alley, I think.
A lot of cartoons.
Yeah. Well, he's a goofy guy. Like, he loves laughing as much as, like, I know he's jacked and stuff, but people forget about him on Parks.
Funny.
He was really silly and
he's
really
a family. He loves family.
Yeah. He's like a family guy in so many ways. Wait a minute.
Let's pitch that.
Wait, Seth MacFarlane also on strike with the WGA. Maybe this is our end.
You got to get to those picket lines more, because you know all of these really rich writers are there constantly.
They're there. Okay, so Adriana's going to bring Seth to Christ.
Yes.
Kevin's going to bring Crisp to Seth.
That's right.
And I'm just going to be greasing the wheels with prayer the whole time.
Wow. And on that strategy session note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by See the Thing Is, another podcast. We want to tell you about a podcast we think you're going to love. It's called See the Thing Is, and it's hosted by Grammy Award-winning R&B artist Bridget Kelly and media personality Mandy B. Every week, Bridget Kelly and Mandy B offer grown, honest, and slightly toxic perspectives on all things music, pop culture, and of course, dating and relationships, everyone's favorite topics. Do you have a hard time finding new music? Are you a millennial who misses what life was like in the 2000s? Are you interested in multiple perspectives on relationships and dating? Are you interested in a podcast that holds all genders to account? See, the Thing is a podcast that allows space for a wide range of thoughts and emotion. Most recently, the ladies have sat down with Ari Lennox, Van Lathan, and D-Ray McKesson. Join Bridget and Mandy every week as they update you on everything going on in the world with their polarizing hot takes. Subscribe to See the Thing Is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday. Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into the topic. Come on, let's go. Oh, we miss him every day. He's alive, but we just miss him every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, wish him well.
Reliant K, two lefts don't make a right, but three do. Now,
yes. This
is their third studio album. This came out 20 years ago. This album
wow.
is 20 years old at this point.
Wow.
March 11th, 2003. And we've covered one of their albums before on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I believe we did that with Jeremy way back in the day.
Which
we?
I do think is my favorite of their albums.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great one.
Sure. But this one is a nice silver medal, even though it was certified gold by the RIAA, because it sold 500,000 copies.
One of those copies was me. I think my grandpa gave my brothers and I this CD for Christmas. And this one actually...
It was a grandpa gift.
Yeah, I'm sure that he just went into the local Christian bookstore and said...
Like, give me what's hot.
Yeah, what will the kids like? But... This is actually, I love the album, mm-hmm, but this one really started it all because this was my first Reliant K album.
Okay.
So I guess even though I love mm-hmm, this is
how you met them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You listened
this was
to
my
mm-hmm
introduction.
Later. Huge. I think that makes sense. I feel like this is a really good representation of what Reliant K is at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
full spectrum of RK.
All two colors.
I, you know, well, and this, This album is so interesting because it really does embody them, because they have like such a silly side, and this album is kind of equal parts really good songs that I think musically and lyrically are really nice. Mm-hmm. And I still listen to them, and I know it includes Mood Rings, and you guys have talked about that at length.
Well, listen. And we might have some updates on Mood Rings too.
We could do a retrospective.
But where does Relient K fall in your like Christian music ecosystem? Were they a foundational pillar? Were they your number one?
I'm gonna say that Relient K was absolutely my number one, without a doubt. We've talked about Jump 5, we've talked about Stacey Orrico. Those were kind of flash in the pan for me.
Oh, damn. So you came on this show and you had to talk for an hour for little flashes.
Well, I mean, I was
neglecting your true.
I'm just
romance.
Saying, Relient K, I still bump Relient K. I go back to these albums a lot. I think that if I had to be honest, they are probably the band that I've listened to
the most in life.
Just in life,
Of any band, secular, Christian, or anything like that.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And my brothers were just visiting, and we were playing Relient K in the car, and my brothers were talking about like, oh yeah, after 5 score and 7 years ago, I don't know, what is this album on Spotify? Forget It, Not Slow Down. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't listen to that? Like, I followed them. I kept going.
You're like, I can't. I'm caught up.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's like the latest, what they've put out? Are they still putting out albums?
They had a reunion show, I guess is what you'd call it. Like, in 2020, they did a live performance that they like went back and did versions of all the hits.
We have another thing to be picketing about, and that's to get the boys back together.
The boys
have a tour again in 2022. Oh. The Yeah tour. and that was very successful for them.
Okay.
Our friend Grace Simler Baldridge opened for them for a number of dates.
Right.
On that tour. Another contemporary Christian artist, a queer artist. So that was like pretty
huge.
It was, I think that's a very meaningful gesture.
Yeah.
For this band of boys whose roots are, you know, like crossovery, and everyone has some sort of relationship with them that listen to this kind of music at the time period, but still to be that, not only like we welcome everybody to the table, not that version of it, but it's like literally a gay woman is going to open for us for these concerts is a meaningful gesture.
I did notice that on the live 2020 album that's on Spotify, they did perform Mood Rings, and I love that they doubled down.
Well,
I thought that they like they spoke about it.
They doubled
like,
down,
obviously,
and then they didn't double down at the same time. So this is from back in August of last year, in August of 2022. Uh-huh. There was a woman at Kirby Max on TikTok that did one of those like, you know, kind of mug into the camera while listening to a problematic song TikToks, and what is the caption for it? Therapy isn't enough. I need Christian punk band Relient K to apologize for this song from 2003. What in the evangelical misogyny? And obviously we've talked it to death. It's a song about women who are moody or overly emotional.
She likes you Wednesday, but now it's Friday. And she has to wash her hair.
She's so pretty, but she doesn't always act that way.
Yeah.
Lines of that nature.
Sometimes the ring is clear. And frankly, that's fine with me, is mm-hmm. what he says.
I mean, she's no completely
feelings.
Emotionless.
Yeah.
Relient K commented on this TikTok and said, "We officially apologize. We had a lot of growing and learning to do. Still do." And that was their comment on it.
Whoa.
So there was a sort of apology from them in that way.
Wow. Wow.
Did that just blow your...
I don't like that they did that.
You would rather they stay problematic kings?
What do you want?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
A comment that says, shut up, bitch.
A Cruz?
You dropped this ring. What if they said, we're gonna, what's your address? We'll mail you a ring. Something like that. So they they have at least, you know, enough sentience to do something like that, whether that was a marketing strategy or something.
Yeah, like, who do you think did that? Who runs the...
Yeah, I can't believe they... Why would they say that and then still play the song hard in 2020?
Well, this was in 2022, so maybe the pandemic, they had kind of like
they had a
shift.
A reckoning.
I don't know. I mean, what are the other notable things that have happened in the last couple of years? I mean, Matt Thiessen, we've talked about his dating history before. He was with Katy Perry for a time. Mm-hmm. He was married. He got divorced a few years ago. He's a single man, this Matt Thiessen, the
front man. Which is something that I think is, you know, let's just bookmark that.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind.
That's interesting. But Caroline.
Okay. Because somebody might be using this platform.
Okay. I'm putting
some
things together.
Something later.
Matthew Arnold Thiessen. Okay.
Generally, for albums like this, Adriana, and I'm curious for you too, Caroline, mm-hmm. where it's like, even if it is like, oh, I listen to this all the time, it, you know, top to bottom bangers. When it is 15 songs, I know it's 14 with the little interlude actually,
right,
but
right.
when it's this many tracks long, do you usually get through all of it? Like, do you listen to albums start to finish like this?
I think, I mean, this is one of those albums that I used to listen to start to finish all the time. And if I hear any of the songs from it out of context, my brain, as soon as the song ends, immediately goes to the next song in my head, you know? I think that I put this on when I like have to clean my whole house, or if I'm on a road trip or something, I'll put this on, because I think that, yeah, I feel like for the nostalgia, it's fun to listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you do start to finish albums, Caroline?
Sometimes.
Not with Reliant K, obviously.
Yeah, like if it's someone I like. I think I'll like listen a few times and then figure out probably like my five favorite songs and then pop those over on my playlist of the moment.
Yeah.
I think that's a normal process.
That makes sense as a strategy. My most listened to band, Bruce Springsteen, The River is 20 songs long. I'm not listening to that start to finish.
Oh,
hardly
really?
Ever.
Hardly ever.
Yeah.
A lot of skips.
I mean, what's that? Well, I hardly listen. I mean, I could go on, but I hardly listen to his studio stuff anymore anyway. The last time I did see him perform live, he did the album start to finish.
Oh, wow.
20
Dang.
Songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And it does flow in a weird way, especially live, but it was still a good show. Wow. But obviously, you know, what are the singles from this album? The singles from this album are Chapstick, Chap Lips, and things like chemistry, Forward Motion, I'm in Love with the 80s, I Am Understood, and Getting Into You. And we've talked about the God or Girlfriend trope a lot on this show, but this is an album which the songwriting's pretty clear that it's not when it's about God and when it's about, there's not I'm so into you, my sweet, you know, like there's not that like dancing on the line. It's very split.
Yeah, like in Overthinking, there's like explicitly says like, let me know if you're not that girl, you know, like they, which I remember my parents being like, are they Christian? Is
they're this
Christian
22-year-old man be thinking about women?
Yes, because he is. You're right. He's so young. He was born in 1980. Mr. Matthew was.
Okay, so he was like 22 or 23
when this came out.
He's 22,
23 when he's writing and performing these songs. So he's a young boy. He's just
fresh.
He's just a kid.
I would say fresh out of college, but...
But
I think that was his path.
You don't think so, based on song like, please save us college kids. What my parents told me is what I did. They said, go to school and be a college kid. But in the end, I question why I did. This is the most streamed song from the album on Spotify. This is the number one most streamed album.
Huh.
Or a song, excuse me.
By a lot?
7,824,000, and number two is Mood Rings.
That units?
With 4,100.
That's a lot. That's by a lot. Wow. Okay.
It's quite a bit.
I mean,
this is about college is hard.
Yeah. I think that the cool thing about Reliant K is they had a little angst. And this album, I think, was especially angsty compared to the albums prior, because you know, you had this song, you also had I feel like Chapstick, Chaplips, and things like Chemistry was a little bit and Hoops, I Did It Again on this album is kind of all about being in a small town and wanting to get out.
Oh yeah, again, a little overlap with My Guy too. Busting out of here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, or like identity questions of like, is this just a facade? Like, who am I to you? You don't get me.
which overlaps so well with so much of like Christian ideology and faith. There's certain genres of music that by themselves anyway are just get into like, especially what I would call a wormcore, the wormcore songs on this album, where it's like, I'm a pathetic little worm.
The real me sucks. Without,
yeah. I suck shit. I eat shit. I love it.
I'm living it.
I'm a filthy little shit pig. And thankfully,
oink, oink, thank you, God.
Oink, oink, my savior. Please save me from my slop. And there's an alternative album cover for this one where it's Matt and the rest of the boys like in full pig regalia.
Covered in mud
and fertilizer.
I thought for a second you were going to be for real because there were different versions of this album.
There
cover.
Sure were. There were four different versions.
I had the blue one.
Yes. They portrayed four different kinds of car crashes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Which one of the songs is about some sort of car crash? But yes, and the one you find on streaming now is the light blue version of it. But yes, this is totally from the perspective of a 22, 23-year-old songwriting. It's not, sometimes songwriters write outside of their own experience or in a different kind of voice for their things. And it's not purely autobiographical, but it's very autobiographical, so much of it. Especially Hoops, I Did It Again, which is named after their guitarist, Matt Hoops, who is a childhood friend of Matt Thiessen. And it describes in quite vivid detail their growing up in the Midwest and whatnot. Makes specific local colloquial references and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm wondering if this sound is going to, because this is 20 years old now. This is a 20-year-old album. Is this going to be for, were we to ever have children, the three of us together?
Yeah.
Would this be like when our parents put on music and it's like, listen to this, Caroline. Beep, beep, doop, beep. Oh. Like, it's like, oh, this is what that was.
Our parents weren't born in the 1930s. Beep, beep,
beep. Wait, no, that would be like due off in the 50s?
Maybe.
I don't know.
My mom was an infant. But yeah, I know what you mean. I know, I think about that a lot with like Gaga and Beyonce and Rihanna and everything. And like, this, that'll be old person music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, I would definitely share at least some of the songs with my kids.
Oh yeah.
Because like college kids, I feel like that one, I remember hearing, because that chorus ends with, arts and crafts is all I need. I'll take calligraphy and that'll make a fake degree. I was like, whoa, that's so smart. Like, how like, did he come up with that?
He could just write one.
I feel like it's, there's just a lot of fun on this album. I feel like it's clever and a lot of it's just cute. I don't know. When I look back on it.
Yeah, a lot of like fun wordplay and like sassiness to the songs.
Yeah.
Like, good for them.
Even the title, Two Loves Don't Make a Right, but three.
I love it.
That sort of thing. Something I was struck by also on the subject of, let's say if there's like, if inside every Matt Thiessen there's two wolves, one's in need of a savior and one's a little bit silly. The Silly Wolf, maybe one of my favorite songs was In Love with the 80s, Pink Tux to the Prom. Which weirdly now, this is how, and talking about like genre sounds and how they're tied to time, this sounds the most contemporary out of all the songs on the album, because this sounds most akin to contemporary pop in the 2020s.
Oh,
because
definitely.
Everyone's in their 80s throwback bag in terms of synthesizers and drum machines, that this feels the closest to what you would actually hear on the top Spotify playlist or radio or FM or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of, even though obviously they're making reference to the Breakfast Club.
Oh, wait, turn this part up. I love that. And I look up to my big bro, because in the 80s, all the ladies grabbed his hand and couldn't let go. And I'm only gonna kiss my left ear. And I've been working on this mustache all summer long.
I was very charmed by this album, by the silly stuff, too.
Did you listen to this as when you were younger, this album? No. So this was your first listen?
Yes, yes. Like, my silly kings were Five Iron Frenzy. Yeah. Who were very goofy boys.
You know, on the Birds and the B-Sides, they have a song called Five Iron Frenzy.
Yeah, I think they had a good relationship with each other, those two bands. But there's the Silly Wolf, but then there's also the Sloppy Pig.
Slop, I guess
it's Silly Wolf and Slop Pig. It's the two creatures
fighting
inside of a Thiessen. And I will say, Slop Pig bummed me out on this album. I felt sad. Well, we talked recently on a Second Service episode about Lauren the Bagel Daigle and her new... She is the contemporary Christian artist, the most successful, the most popular Christian singer right now. And the nature of most of her music is a theology that's like, I am valuable and God loves me because I'm valuable and he gives me value. But it's not the... I do no right. My heart is bent. It is crooked at every turn.
Oh, okay.
It is a little more accessible and buoyant, and it's like lighter and probably lighter in thought in some ways too, than maybe the approach that honestly the songwriter like Thiessen would take. But it is something that feels a little more palatable now, and especially with probably where we all are with whatever conjecture the things we think about faith now,
right?
Than some of the stuff on this, which especially filtered through the lens of this is essentially a kid writing so much of this stuff, does make you sad. Even in a song like Trademark, which is him lamenting that his trademark is sucking, essentially. That his trademark is not being a good person. It's my trademark move to turn my back on you. It's my trademark move to realize I should improve. Sometime soon after that, you'll see me come crawling back.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bummer to think about. And for that to be like, hey, what's the most interesting thing about me? That I crawl back and I turn my back on God.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of that, because like I was just doing a road trip moving out here from Florida. And so I was putting on a ton of old emo songs. And like, I mean, they're dramatic as hell. So I'm like, how much of that is like the culture of like, I suck without God? Or is it just like kind of just of its time? You know, like these boys felt a lot of things.
Right. Well, that's what I mean by like the genre conventions meet the theology in a perfect harmony, which is why I think you see so much crossover with the audiences, because like you're saying, like audiences for this genre are already like, yeah, we fucking are losers, you know, or whatever the case may be. So it makes all the sense in the world that something like this would cross over.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have like loser pride, you know, he's like... it seems like there's genuinely maybe a little self-loathing that is probably dramatized by the songwriting and just like the style that he's in too. But also, sometimes when you're in your early 20s and you don't have like stuff figured out, you just always assume it's like your fault that something's going on or that something got messed up or whatever. And to me, this song... There's some telling couple lines here. I'll kill the thing that turns me away. Amputate the arm that will disobey. What do you do with one arm when you're alone? Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Comes back.
And that's what I'm wondering, too. You know, were we struggling with jacking off? maybe right. touching things you shouldn't be touching.
I'm sure it's an allusion to and the scripture of like, will... better to cut off your hand than enter the kingdom.
But he didn't say the hand, did he, Kevin?
So you're saying the whole arm is...
Gotta go. Like,
well, you can use the nose. So like...
yeah, you can use too much. Well, you can do the left arm. But I just wonder too, like, oh, I want... Like, the things that he considers at the time, like, so bad that he's turning away from yeah. God to, like, go chase it. Is it, like, you know, making out with a girl, jacking off? The
murdering normally, people.
Yeah, it's murdering. Yeah, maybe it was just stabbing. I don't know. I'm being too cute. But anyway, I think that's interesting that, like, that could manifest in such self-loathing as opposed to, like, you know what? This is who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like this. I'm going to be a bit of a pig slop, but that's all right. You know, we're all pigs here. You, me, the band, and the crowd. You
I
know?
Love the phrase loser pride.
Yeah.
By the way, happy Pride Month, everyone, yeah. as this comes out.
I hope eventually it transformed to loser pride. Yeah. That could be fun.
I mean, hopefully it did. Maybe, hopefully.
Jesus freak style.
This is the angst of youth is like, you know. Again, not to draw parallels, but it did remind me of a little song called Dancing in the Dark, where he does say, I look in the mirror and I want to change my hair, my clothes, my face. Like, it's somewhat like it is such a it's such a trope of youthful angst to be so dissatisfied with inherently who you are and especially your aesthetics that might just be it. And perhaps I think now I just have like a lot of sensitivity. As someone who, for a lot of my 20s, was told, like, yeah, you are a sloppy little pig. You know, like, you do suck. And isn't it great that there's a guy, you know. Right, yeah. The song, I Am Understood?
Oh, this question is a good mark. One.
To hold a conversation with the only one who sees right through this version of myself I try to hide behind. I'll bury my face because my disgrace will leave me terrified. And sometimes I'm so thankful for your loyalty, your love regardless of the mistakes I make will spoil me. My confidence is in a sense a gift you've given me, and I'm satisfied to realize you're all I'll ever need. You
good. And what young man wants nothing more than to be understood? The man misunderstands me. My parents don't understand, but there is someone who recites my own words back to me before I even know them.
True Heads had the Vitamin String Quartet version of this song on their iPod Nanos,
whoa.
Too.
Yes. Nice.
Man, remember when that blew people's minds? It's like, what if your favorite song, but a string quartet's playing
it? Oh, yeah.
And then Shonda Rhimes made a whole show out of it with Bridgerton.
That's right. That was the basis of that show.
Yeah. It's the Vitamin String Quartet. But, yeah. I like this. The thrust of this song a little bit more in the sense of describing the idea of a God that we talk about in the show a lot, where it's like the primary function of deity being understanding and comfort and peace to you, something that can quell your spirit and your restlessness, your anxiousness, or your energy.
Yeah, it's more about his personal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds nice. It sounds like he gets a lot of comfort and relief maybe from the lonely feeling that we could all feel of like, no one gets me at the end of the day. It's well, just me here.
We know without his arm, he's not getting relief anywhere else. You know?
Release that pressure. I think we've talked about it before, but one of my favorite songs on this album is Getting Into You. I just think it's so nice.
When I made up my mind, that
to live not for myself, but yet forgot somebody said, do you know what you are getting yourself into? When I finally ironed out all of my priorities and asked God to remove the doubt that makes me so unsure, these things I ask myself, I ask myself, do you know what you are getting yourself into? I'm getting into you because you got to me in a way words can't describe. I'm getting into you because I've got to be, you're essential to survive. I'm gonna love you with my love.
There's a line from the bridge of this. I've been a liar and I'll never amount to the kind of person you deserve to worship you. Which is exactly what I said in my last breakup. I'm just kidding.
I know that this isn't like about the greater meaning of the song or anything, but their harmonies were so on point.
So good. I kept thinking that the whole time. I was like, this is great. It reminds me of the Beach Boys. Like, it's so pleasant.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. And I feel like this is the album where like that really clicked. Like, from here on out, it's
tight harmonies all the time.
Tight harmonies all the time. And they, yeah, because you listen to the first two albums and they're a little bit scrappier, you know? I feel like this is the first one that feels like really cohesive and, just that somebody learned how to harmonize.
Someone learned how to harmonize, and sometimes there's multiple harmonies going on. Mm-hmm. You can tell like they took their time with these songs, and even just like the fun rhythm changes they'll do halfway through and just totally flip a song over and whatever. Like, there's a lot of the things that are nice about this album is like the songs are good, the melodies are good, but you're also rewarded with like all these other extra fun layers and musicality to the music. And I think that's why this album, you're still listening to it decades later. It's not like, oh, it's just good punk music. It's like, it's really good music too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the lyrics in general, I just think that their lyrics have always consistently been smart.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, I'm saying that hesitantly just because I don't know if we're going to like talk about the song Gibberish.
I know what you mean, but this is perhaps one of the only times that we talk about, at least in this world and on the podcast, about a band where, and I guess I would put Switchfoot in this category as well, where it's not, where they are the top of their class for their class, not for the Christian version of their class.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, as far as pop punk bands, the respect that they command just on a pure craft level and in terms of their audience and fandom is, you know, whatever, meritocracy or whatever you want to call it. But it is, it you don't have to like grade it on a curve.
Yeah.
Where it is like, it's not like, oh yeah, for this, it's actually pretty good for what you would expect. Like, but it's widely regarded to be, this is the cream of the crop from that music from that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of rare.
I think I look back on a lot of music that I listened to when I was younger in the Christian sphere, and I kind of giggle at it now, and I'm not really laughing at them. I think that says something.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not. It's, I'm like, yeah, this holds up. It's good.
I'm not laughing. Including.
Beat a medic, cost to get an insert. The affiliate, skin and yellow, bill is A.
I was just thinking about all the kids who were like so proud that they knew the lyrics to this, you know, would probably like say it to each other.
Oh,
right.
Mom,
was
watch
like,
this.
Oh, man. Orpha,
Dorka, Billa, Dorka, Orpha, Stake, Valir, Dorka, Orpha, Dorka, Billa, Tonalation, Phonemir.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Phone a mirror.
It's
that's
fun.
That's what we do when HeadGum is behind in ad payments. We phone a mirror.
Hey.
Okay. Nah, we're just kidding around. They're not behind. And then to that silly wolf, there is a...
Oh, yeah. The secret track.
There's a secret track at the end called of Silly Shoes.
I didn't get Silly Shoes.
Just you wait, Caroline.
You have to wait after Jefferson Airplane ends. Okay. Wow, this brings me back.
I'm the confused necklace, I keep getting restless. Eating 20 pounds of paschetti for breakfast. Still showing up on the 10 best dressless. I told you my name is MC Defenseless. Duct tape, wrapped around my feet. Help.
It's a bonus. It's a, you know, it's a fun hidden track.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they had fun.
Something like that. Anything else? Any other highlights that you want to discuss from the album? Personal memories? Seeing them live, perform some of these songs, seeing covers of these songs?
I mean, I would say I have such a strong and vivid memory of this music video that I'm sure I accessed through JesusFreakHideout.com. But the music video for Chapstick, Chaplips, and Things Like Chemistry, they're performing in a retirement home. And it's kind of like all of the older people are sort of acting almost dead. And then this older guy like starts to party. He's kind of woken up from the dead. He's about to die. Matt Thiessen revives him, and then he starts dancing, and all the old people get really into it.
Oh my gosh. Power of Reliant K.
Caroline, we should do this and do our podcast live at nursing homes.
Oh, so this is the old guy. So he's dying.
Yeah, that's what would happen if we did that.
Is I would have
send
to kiss
some people to
man.
The other side. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's more.
And something there's else I want to say about this song.
Oh,
actually.
Please, go on.
I love how beautifully dated it is.
Talking about daytime minutes, etc. Uh-huh. Cell phone plan cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's so delightful to listen to it.
It is delightful.
I literally...
Who owns a cell phone?
In preparation for this, I was listening to this album with my brothers who were visiting, and my youngest brother, he's 8 years younger than me, I was like explaining till 8 o'clock comes around. Mm-hmm. You know, like why he's waiting until 8. He had no idea that there were weekends and nighttime minutes that were free of charge.
You know, dated isn't always pejorative. Sometimes it means it's a time capsule of a different time.
It's a nostalgia trip.
In the same way people pontificate, is Hamilton the perfect Obama-era art? Perhaps Chapstick, Chaplets, and Things Like Chemistry is the perfect Bush era art. 2003,
now,
Bush
wait a minute.
Was riding high, first term. That 9/11 revenge backdrop.
Bush era. No, proud to be an American is Bush. Perfect Bush era.
Perfect Bush era.
I'm glad we were all on the same page.
Yeah.
Running up that hill is perfect Bush era for me. Oh, gracious. Anything else? Anything else we want to say about this little album?
Matt Thiessen, I don't know how to say this, but he sings hot.
He sings hot.
Yeah.
How would you what is the hottest he sings on it? Getting Into You?
That's really hot. The Pink Tuck song, I gotta say, there's something very hot about that. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I can't describe it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
Pink Tucks to the
Yeah.
And he does like a little falsetto later in the
Yeah.
The pink
it makes
tucks
me just
want to
like, tuck my hair behind my ear, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, and my favorite band will always be Tears for Fears. I'm like, that's so cool. I love
Wait,
Tears for Fears.
Is that my favorite band now?
Well, I always loved the song Falling Out on this album because it doesn't, like, the words don't fit the music. So he sings it, I'm falling out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm falling out.
Well, on this note, maybe.
Yeah.
there might be something.
Is there anything else nice you want to say about Matt?
Yeah, look,
Speaking to our hundreds of listeners.
I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
I do think he's amongst my first crushes, and we have an age difference. I was looking it up. He's 42. I'm almost 30 in a month. So I think we're in.
Do you want some score while you're?
I'm scared to say yes.
Okay, let's go.
He's the eldest. He's like the eldest millennial. I think you could get.
Listen, Matt. I've listened to your side projects. I love Matthew Deason and the Earthquakes. You know, you were my MySpace songs. I feel like there's a little bit of an age gap. Feel like I'm pretty mature. Wise beyond my years.
He's only 42.
I don't know. I just don't want him to be freaked out that I'm younger.
Yeah, no.
I just don't want him to be freaked out.
You're a fully fledged adult at this point.
Okay,
your
great.
Brain has stopped growing. You're fine.
Okay, great. well, you really threw me off here. What I'm trying to say is, I'll go to Nashville if it's right.
Okay.
Would love for you to just come out and
there's
visit
conditions.
Me here in LA.
That would be best.
And let's go on a date.
What's the date? What are y'all doing?
I think it's
Dodgers game?
No. I have season tickets to the WNBA.
Wow.
I've for the LA Sparks. I've got great seats.
Okay. Sparks will fly.
I think it could be Sparks. Yeah. I think it could be a picnic. Where you bring a guitar and sing to me.
Wow.
That was a joke. I'm not going to make you do that. But I think...
First.
Things could happen.
I don't know. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't do this for my teenage self and use this platform to ask out Matt Teason.
Or teenage Adriana for adult Adriana and for love.
Future Adriana.
Yeah. We saw you were divorced.
Matt Teason, we saw you were divorced. We know you're single. We know you're out in these streets.
You're in the
and
world.
And here is someone who has stuck by you through thick and thin.
And
through
listened
highs,
to you
through
sing
lows.
Hot.
She listened to you sing hot, and she said it before I ever said it. He sings hot. She's like, I think we could get along. She probably saw you live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she saw
He's
you
so
live.
He's so
cute. You've shared oxygen. Why not share a life?
Matt Teason, you've proved your bona fides as a queer ally in the last few years.
Matt Teason, you are a feminist.
Matt Teason, you are gay rights. You are the moment. Now come on now.
And join me
now.
In a heterosexual relationship.
A Christian heterosexual relationship.
Yeah, super heteronormative.
Yeah. what is it? Compatibility, not compatibility. There's like equal relationship, and then there's
inequitable.
No, yeah. Never mind. It'll come to me later. But anyway, Matt, you can take the lead. I'm just gonna speak for Adriana here.
Yeah, please.
You
do.
Know, like you can be head of the household, whatever you want.
Whoa.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Complimentarian. That's
oh, complimentarian.
We can work those terms out later.
Matt, I will make dinner for you on the table, 6:30
okay.
p.m. every day.
Adriana, that's the first day.
Yeah. Make that engagement chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be playing the vitamin string quartet.
You'll be playing that. Matt, we know you wouldn't ask that of Adriana to be in a complementarian relationship with you because, like we said, you are a feminist and this will be a relationship for the ages.
But that said, she will bake you a cake.
She'll bake you
that
a cake.
Is in the form of a ring.
Yes.
That does change colors as you cut into it.
You'll always know how she's feeling.
You know, I said that he could sing for me. I'd sing for him. I've
Whoa.
Got my guitar and I learned how to play Getting Into You when I was a teen.
Really?
Let's sing
She'll
it together.
It
let's do it together.
Let's make it a duet.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a responsible use of our platform and of our influence.
Yes.
Yeah. So contact me through Kevin. I don't know.
Yeah. Matt, if you can go ahead and reach out to Kevin and then me.
At Kevin T. Porter. My DMs are open.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. Gracious.
You guys can go see Book Club 2 together. Maybe with all of us.
Oh my gosh.
Or we could do a group date first date, you know, wow. Like break the ice.
Group yeah. date first date.
That's so Christian.
See if he does funny.
That's so Christian.
If he does funny wispies on the date, that's when you know you have yourself a keeper.
There you go. Ooh, funny what? Wispies.
What? What do you call it? We do them.
I didn't know we were calling them funny wispies. If that's what it's going to be, cease and desisties.
Okay, fine. Okay, the quiet clown time, is that better? Like a soft honk?
Quiet clown time.
It's when you lean over to your friend and you tell you to say, like during something, yeah. You know.
Commentary.
We've all done it. And it's foundational and fundamental to bonding. Why are neither of you looking at me right
I'm
now?
Sorry, there's something in my eye.
Oh, I didn't want to be a part of it.
I'm not crazy.
Dexter,
we've all done
sorry.
It. He's not even looking at me. Man. All right. Well,
clown wispies.
Silly wispy.
Miss me.
Miss me with those wispies. Damn.
I just like, I think, oh, I wish I could go back to when you were playing the music, but this is. Here's my thing, Matt.
Oh, we're back.
I feel a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I know you feel a lot of things.
Okay.
Because I listened to the words in your songs mm-hmm. that you sang hot. I'm just saying I think we would feel a lot of things together.
Whoa.
Ah!
Okay, there we go.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Let's go ahead and trim that, cut that, send that to the team, Matt's mm-hmm. T-Soon team.
Matt Teamson.
Matt Teamson.
And there's so many earthquakes here in California, and we know you love earthquakes.
There you go.
Oh, gracious. Well, on that note, we have to have a silly wispies talk after this podcast. On that note, we're going to do toast or roast or space between. You know how it works. We give a thumbs up, holy toast. That's when we say, yeah, 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 yeah. Thumbs down. That's when we send it to hell and say,
no.
That's the holy roast. Or we send it to purgatory, which is
the space between.
Caroline.
When I listened to this album, I was having a good time. And I was thinking back to very early on this podcast, you know, when I said some strong words about mood rings. And I was like, let me revisit. You know, I'm older. I'm a little quieter now, you know. These old bones have settled. I don't have any fight in me left anymore. And I listened again and I was like, nah, it's just as bad as I remembered, possibly worse. And so I know that, but I'm going to put mood rings aside because I'm just going to say that even though it was only a TikTok comment on someone else's video that technically they denounced it.
You wanted them to like do a press release with President Biden and
I mean, rings. I don't know if there's a possibly lower bar to clear, but I suppose they cleared it. So if I'm able to put that one to the side, this is such a great album. And like, I'm not even a huge fan of this kind of music. And I was like really enjoying it. And like we talked about, the harmonies were so freaking tight. And the music was fun. The lyrics are clever. It is music that really draws you in and I think is made for like the time that it came out and the time of life most of their listeners was in. I have to tip my little hat to them. So I'm going to give them a toast.
Wow. A toast. A toast from Caroline. We turn it to Adriana.
Well, it brought me back. I feel like I return to this album at least once a year. And so it's always nice to walk down memory lane. You know, it's one of those albums that it just takes me to a different time and place. And I'm delighted every time I listen to it. So I'm going to give it a toast. And I just thought of something that I could add to my I'm going to give it a toast. You know, my mood ring that I'm wearing right now, it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that blue means that you should call her up immediately and ask her out because she'll most likely agree.
Ooh. Always
baby.
Blue.
Toast?
Toast.
Is a toast? Toast.
I'm excited.
Did you ever do purity ring?
You know, I wanted a purity ring so bad, but my parents didn't want to pay for...
Yeah, it's like fine jewelry.
Yeah, well, they had this... It was called the silver ring thing. Did you guys have that?
Not that.
It was like...
It was a ceremony?
It was like a purity ring company that like went to different youth groups and they were like, they had like a catalog that you said, I know.
Wow. And it was talk like, about money changers.
It was
in
like
the church.
80,
that's insane.
Like $80 minimum. And I remember
probably
my
like
parents.
Silver plated.
Oh man. I remember my parents saying absolutely not.
Yeah.
And
good for them.
I think my dad had some quip like, you need a ring to remind you to
happy boinkin'.
Yeah.
Happy boinkin'. Listen.
Yeah. I wish I had a ring though. That would have been sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because taking it off would have felt cathartic.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
I missed out on that.
I mean, can you imagine Nick, Kevin, and Joe's faces when they're like, finally whipped it off? And
yeah.
Dove,
maybe the morning after.
Head deep into Chopra or whatever the fuck.
Whipped it off. And
now I'm thinking there must have been like really.
You're saying that Nick Jonas took off his purity ring when he married Priyanka Chopra?
No, when they first started dating, probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny you say that because I was just thinking there must be like, there must have been some sort of elaborate ceremony people had of like dad like removing the purity ring at the altar and like as he's giving his daughter away and then putting the other ring on, like, or did they keep the purity ring on and then put the wedding band over it, or they had to take it off?
They build a bigger
There's
wedding
three
band.
Rings engagement ring, purity ring, and wedding band. Or does the wedding band have like a little tiny pair of scissors on it that cuts the purity ring off?
Ceremony for cool.
like the grand opening
purity.
Of a
yeah.
of a store or something.
Exactly. Have the mayor come.
Now, at purityrings.com.
.com?
Okay. Did I say it like that?
Yeah, you did.
My bad. Getting married? Congratulations. What do you do with your purity ring? Oh. And there's a whole... article. Okay, and it says, what do you do with it? Well, it's neat to pass it on to someone else and ask them to make the same commitment you did.
What?
By walking the walk, they will respect you.
Chain of virgins
you.
With your ring?
By walking the walk, they will respect you and the commitment to trust God and stay pure until marriage.
Oh my gosh.
They might be a sibling, a Christian friend, a relative.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, if
hey,
I'm
devastating.
Becky,
if I knocked my brother on any of my brother's doors like, saying, hey.
I know you respect me a lot for the commitment I made.
Hey, but will you promise not to have premarital sex for me?
A quality purity ring can become a family heirloom, passed through the generations.
A family heirloom?
And it can become a powerful symbol of what you and your family hold dear.
This is my great-grandma's purity no sex ring.
My great-grandma, who never fucks. Don't ask me how we're here, but she wanted us to have
this. Oh my gosh. Gam Gam's purity ring. I can't wait to give that to my daughter.
What? I don't want it.
Oh my gosh.
I, you know, wow. kind of similar to you where I wasn't attached to Reliant K other than the regular cultural osmosis. But then re-encountering them, I had so much affection for this album. I truly did. It made me feel sad for the Matt that was writing things like, I'm a liar who doesn't deserve to worship you. That stuff bums me out. I think probably most especially because it's not dissimilar to maybe some of my disposition at a similar age. So it's really the me that I see in him.
Right.
But that being said, you know, Silly Wolf and Sloppy Pig, they worked for me. They worked for me on this album.
Mm.
And I think the craft of the music and the purity, not to... talk about purity again, but the purity of the pop punk was good.
So good.
And I was happy with it. And for that reason, I do give it a toast.
A unanimous toast.
A toast. So we say Two lefts don't make a right, but three do. We, of course, say...
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Wow, we really did it. We really did it tonight, didn't we? And now, Adriana, we're dimming the lights in here. We're lighting the candles and taking it to a more worshipful space. And on other podcasts that you've been on the hundreds of podcasts you've been on, you may promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're lifting at those things, lefting. Mm-hmm. Like 99 left balloons. We left them up to the Lord. And we also lift up something that we're enjoying in the secular culture. The last great thing we watched, that we read, that we listened to, that we saw. Something of that nature. And we start, as per usual, with Caroline.
You can be lifting me up, as always, at Caroline's Farts. And I am going to put my gamer girl hat on here and recommend a game to you all. It's a Switch game called Bug Snacks. If you know me, I'm not good at video games, but I do enjoy one that lets me have fun, find things, discover. And this game is that, but there is a little bit of, work you got to do. You got to collect these bugs that look like snacks. So they look like little burgers or little carrots or things like that. It's a cute little story. There's a bit of a mystery in it and stuff. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. So check that out if you're looking for a new game.
You got a bug and snacks.
Righty. You got a bug and snacks.
You got a
bug and snacks.
You got a bug in me. That's like when you make someone sick.
You got a bug in me.
Gave me HPV.
Whoa.
Oh. Nice.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. We turn it to Adriana.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Adriana Cruz. That's AdrianaCruise, because my dad is Tom Cruise and my mom is Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
It's true.
Is that crazy?
Why did you need our help getting you with Matt Thiessen?
Yeah, you come from Hollywood royalty.
Miss Nepo baby over here. I don't need any help.
I'm Nepo. I would say listen to my friend Liza Ann at Liza Ann Music. She just came out with a new song, Cheerleader. I just saw her perform it live, and it was so fun and delightful.
Oh, I think I found myself a cheerleader. That one?
No. But
that was a song from 12 years ago.
But it's better than that.
Better than that? Okay, I gotta hear it then. And,
yeah, look her up. She's great.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter, Instagram, Peloton, OnlyFans, Letterboxd. I will lift up a piece I read this morning from one of my favorite TV, not a TV writer, but someone who writes about TV, like a TV journalist, I should say, a woman named Maureen Ryan. And it's an excerpt from her new book called Burn It All Down about toxic work culture in television and in writers' rooms specifically. And there's an excerpt published in Vanity Fair today called Lost Illusions, the Untold Story of the Hit Show's Poisonous Culture. It's about how Lost was run and the showrunners of that, and the racism and some of the misogyny inherent in the writer's room stuff.
Oh my God.
It's so incisively written and well reported. And I was a fan of that show when it was on, and it was kind of tough to read some of it, but very, I've been reading her for a very long time. I met her one time many years ago. But a terrifically reported piece.
Oh. Where was that published again?
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair. Okay. I'm going to read that.
Remember when Hugh Grant said, it's a Vanity Fair? And Ashley Graham was like, I know, the party.
He's like, the party's going to be so good. He just looked at her with, like, hate.
No hate. All love. You can lift us up.
Don't speak for you.
No, I'm just saying for myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ashley Graham. If you're listening,
it's all love.
And I bring the music up. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. Adriana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adriana.
Yeah, I'll see you
what
guys.
What a treat to have you back.
I'll see you guys president after next.
Oh, man. All right. So
careful.
So the guy after DeSantis.
Oh, no.
So.
Listen, you know when I'm going to see you is at a wedding, either between Gia and Dexter or you and Matt.
Wow. That's powerful.
Why not both at the same time?
Why not both at the same time?
A double wedding?
A triple wedding?
We got a lot to plan. We better go.
Let's go.
And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay, I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. Adriana, the show's changed a little bit since last time you were on.
The Bush years are back.
Yeah, we're bringing them back in a big way. Let's go. We all know the girls that I am talking about. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
The only question's when they'll blow up, and they'll blow up. We know that without a doubt. 'Cause they're those girls, yeah, you know those girls that let their emotions get the best of them.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.